Planning to host this summer? Same day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Isn't it amazing that we live in a world where you can get anything you need when you need it right to your door? With DoorDash, you can get pretty much anything from pet food to snacks to alcohol or toothpaste or even headphones. You name it, DoorDash has it. This came in handy when I realized I forgot some things for my family barbecue. I was ready to cook the burgers on the grill and we ran out of condiments. I love my burgers with all the fixings. So I went to my DoorDash app and ordered some right away. And another time I used DoorDash was when I was sick at home and I didn't have any tissues or medicine. There was no way I could leave the house, so all I did was open my phone, clicked on the DoorDash app, and started my search. It's that easy. DoorDash, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to get almost anything delivered. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets.
I am all in.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Scott Patterson, I am all in podcast. 111 Productions, iHeartRadio, iHeart Podcast, iHeart Media, iHeart Ice Cream, iHeart Toast, iHeart Waffles, iHeart Electric Cars, Pop Culture Episode Season 6, Episode 16, Bridemaids Revisited. Tara, take it away.
So the episode refers to the title Bride's Head Revisited. It's an English novel by Evelyn Waugh, first published in 1945, and the novel was turned into a TV show in 1981 and then a movie in 2008. The plot of the story of forbidden love and the loss of innocence set in England prior to World War II. The movie stars Matthew Good, Emma Thompson, and Hayley Atwell.
Great cast. Yeah.
And did you know that Emma Thompson threatened to quit this movie if the producers persisted in pushing actress Hayley Atwell to lose weight?
I remember that, yeah.
And Atwell said that Harvey Weinstein even insulted her over
lunch. Oh my God.
By saying, "You look like a fat pig on screen. Stop eating."
Hey, Harvey, look at yourself in the mirror, pal.
Right. Yeah. How's that going for you?
Wow. It's one thing looking like one. It's another thing being one.
And but what year was this?
The movie came out in 2008. So I'm assuming they were filming. Around the time this episode aired.
I don't know. What year is it in Gilmore World again?
Well, 2006. So yeah, it could have been.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the movie hadn't come out when they made this reference.
No, I guess not.
Interesting. All right.
Rory is blasting music, getting ready for her panel. Logan walks in and startles her. He turns down the music. By the way, I'm such a musicologist that I know from my research that this is Sonic Youth playing in the background.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. You guys didn't know that, did you? Anyway, Logan, I see you went with Faye Dunaway and Network. Faye Dunaway is an American actress, perhaps most famous for her role in Bonnie and Clyde. Network is a 1976 film starring Faye Dunaway and Peter Finch. In the movie, veteran anchor man
Howard Beale and the Howard Beale Show. Peter Finch discovers that he's being put out to pasture. He launches into an angry televised rant, which turns out to be a huge ratings boost. The stunt allows producer Diana Christensen, Faye Dunaway, to develop even more outrageous programming, a concept she takes to the extreme. And I'm just telling you, folks out there, if you have not seen Network, you need to see this film. It's one of the great films ever written by the great Petichevsky, who also wrote Altered States and The Hospital and other things. Did you know Peter Finch died before the Academy Awards were to take place, where he was nominated for Best Actor? He won, making him the first performer ever to receive a posthumous award at the Oscars. Anyway, great film. Ned Beatty is in it. What a performance. Robert Duvall's in it. What a performance. Just great performances all around.
Wasn't William Holden in that too?
Bill Holden played the guy who was the head of the news division, who kept getting fired and rehired. You know, he was the moral center somewhat of this film, even though you'll see, it's just a fantastic film. If you like great writing and great acting and great... just great story. That film is just one of my all-time favorites. Anyway, Suzanne, you're up.
Okay, Lorelai greets Christopher with a kiss as she arrives at Rory's panel. Lorelai says, "Nice seats." Christopher says, "I got here early and scouted out the best ones. We were more towards the middle, but then two people, I'm pretty sure it was Brigitte Nielsen and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, sat right in front of me." Brigitte Nielsen is a Danish actress, model, and singer. She acted in Rocky IV and married Sylvester Stallone for 2 years in 1985. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is an American former professional basketball player who played for 20 seasons in the NBA.
Can you name
Christopher
his...
Christopher is joking
not to interrupt, but can you...
Lakers!
No. His birth name.
No. What is it?
Does anybody know?
I can't remember it.
No, I don't know either.
Lou Alcindor.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Shoot.
That was his, when he played for UCLA. That was. Okay.
I did not know that.
Yep.
That's right.
I also can't believe Sylvester Stallone was married to Brigitte Nielsen, but I don't know.
So Christopher is joking about the people in front of him being so tall, as Brigitte Nielsen is 6'1" and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is 7'2".
Oh, my God. 7'2". Wow. That is actually crazy.
Seven foot two and eyes are blue.
That is tall.
That is more than 2 feet taller than me. I'll just mention that.
But I think you definitely have a better hook shot.
Wait, how tall are you, Suzanne? How tall are you?
I am 5 feet even.
Wow. My niece is 4'11". I love not tall people, and I love tall people. I love all people.
That was very politically correct.
Thank you.
Did you know that during the shooting of Beverly Hills Cop 2 in 1987, director Tony Scott had an illicit affair with Brigitte, who was then married to Sylvester Stallone?
Oh, wow. No, I did not know that.
Wow, that's a good tidbit. Whoa.
And the affair, which he describes as horrendous, led to the breakup of Scott's second marriage.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Tony Scott was having the affair with her? And he labeled it horrendous?
Yes.
I didn't mean to laugh, but that's odd. Anyway,
I like Amy, how it's literally quoted on our sheet.
I'm happy with the one I'm getting right now. Yeah. Christopher and Lorelai are walking in the halls after Rory's performance. "My God, she is smart," Christopher says. "She is smart," Lorelai says. "She's Anthony Michael Hall in Breakfast Club smart." Anthony Michael Hall is an American actor best known for the John Hughes films 16 Candles, Breakfast Club, Weird Science. Lorelai is referring to the fact that Anthony Michael Hall played the brain in the Breakfast Club, and he sure did. I also love 16 Candles. Did you know he is the godfather of Indio Falconer Downey, Robert Downey Jr.'s son? Oh. He had appeared with Robert Downey Jr. in Weird Science, Johnny B. Goode, and Hail Caesar. You know what Anthony Michael Hall was also good in? Was that Stephen King show. The name's out of my head, but he like would get visions, and he was in it. It was many years, and it was good. Anthony Michael Hall. And he's got some new movie coming where he's like on Air Force One, or there's like a hostage situation on Air Force One or something. Mm. Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing free samples. It's springtime, and that means allergies. Mine have been throwing me off, and I need something that works fast. That's where AstroPro comes in. It's the first of its kind nasal allergy spray, and it is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter spray you can get. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Plus, it is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. AstroPro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So if you suffer from allergies like I do, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to AstroProAllergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. Visit AstroProAllergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Every time I go on vacation, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food, but that's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
In the hallway, Christopher gets a phone call. Christopher, it's my new nanny, Lorelai. Oh, does Sienna know about this?
That was a good
one. It's such a reference that I didn't get now.
Yeah,
because now, I forgot.
Right.
I knew the second he said it because I've watched The Holiday so much around the holidays that we were talking about Jude Law.
That's actually funny.
Lorelai is referencing actress Sienna Miller, who was married to Jude Law until he was caught having an affair with his nanny. Sienna Miller is an English actress best known for her roles in Layer Cake, one of the just a great film starring Daniel Craig. Tom Hardy has a smallish role in there too. Just a fantastic movie. Sienna Miller is an English actress best known for Layer Cake, Alfie, Factory Girl, The Edge of Love, G.I. Joe, The Rise of the Cobra. Did you know Jude Law and Sienna Miller reconciled twice after the cheating scandal before splitting for good in 2011? Well, they gave it a shot, right?
Yeah. Who's he with now? Do we know?
Some other lady, I think a different lady. And she's got a husband or something. I think they're all fine.
And there are no nanny. They didn't have nannies. Yeah. That was in the contract. Yeah. Who's up?
I'll go.
It's me.
Oh,
do you want to go, Tara?
Sure, I'll go. In the hallway, Lorelai and Christopher continue their conversation. Lorelai says, If you're ever stuck and you need somebody to watch her, I'd be happy to fill in. Christopher says, really? Lorelai says, yeah, I'm fun, like Teletubbies. Teletubbies is a kids television show following four Teletubbies in Teletubby Land called Twinkie, Winky, Dipsy, Lala, and Pooh. Lorelai is saying she likes Teletubbies because it's the most popular show for babies. Did you know in 2007, for their 10-year anniversary, March 28th was deemed Teletubbies Day? The Teletubbies were given the keys to New York City the same year. And I was not a Teletubbies fan at all. Except to say that.
I barely kind of know what they are. I know a little bit. Suzanne, you go, then I'll go after you.
Yep.
Okay. So in the same scene, Zach wants to get the band back together. And he says, I don't mean to get all Brokeback Mountain on you, but we're buds, you know, and I miss you. And you're not going to believe it, but that kid over there is about to down a whole cup of maraschino cherry. So good. Brokeback Mountain is a 2005 movie starring Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal. Zach is referring to the fact that in the movie, Jack, played by Jake Gyllenhaal, makes a drunken pass at Ennis, played by Heath Ledger, that is eventually reciprocated. Did you know Heath Ledger and Michelle Williams met and fell in love on the set of this film? She gave birth to their daughter Matilda shortly before the film premiered. Additionally, according to producer James Seamus, the movie cost so little to make that it recouped its cost during the first week of limited release.
Mm.
Lorelai finds Gigi on the couch with the remote in her hand. You already figured out how to turn the TV on? You smarty. So what are we watching? Schindler's List. Full House. You know, I think the Olsen twins weigh less now than they did on that show, which is not appropriate.
No, not really. This
in 2024. Yeah. But no. There's also another thing in this episode that was not appropriate.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. It was too. Inappropriate.
We can get in the Wayback Machine and issue tickets.
Exactly. So Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen played Michelle in the 87 sitcom series Full House. The Olsen twins are now successful fashion designers with their fashion brand, The Row. I will tell you a Full House tidbit.
Okay.
It was not until last week that I realized Forever was a Beach Boys song and was not a song created for Full House or Uncle Jesse.
Amy, I just learned this because I just finished John Stamos's book.
I literally had no idea that that was a Beach Boys song.
Me
either. It all makes sense now, knowing that John Stamos and he's has the relationship with the Beach Boys for so long.
Right, because he's always playing with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I sent a text and I was like, I was 2 days years old when I learned this. And somebody wrote back, are you serious? And I'm like, unfortunately, yes. Like,
Amy, have you ever seen the Beach Boys live?
Yes.
Oh, how?
But they're sort of like confusing because it's like they're not fully all together. Mm-hmm. There's like the Brian Wilson Beach Boys.
Well, I saw them back in the early 80s twice on the beach in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, wow.
And it was amazing. They're amazing.
Do you know who's a really big Beach Boys fan?
Oh.
John Stamos.
Easton.
Easton, our engineer.
Yeah, Easton. Well, yes, John Stamos, but Easton.
Every single song they play is a massive hit. It's weird. You just don't realize how many hits they had. And then you're standing there for 2 hours and it's like another hit, another hit.
It's endless.
Talk about a sing-along.
I also was 2 days years old when I learned that Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen are The Row.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I remember when they had that other line.
They had another one, but I think they took their names off of it and wanted to just kind of, like, I don't even think like their photos are on their Instagram.
I didn't realize they were The Row.
Yeah, wow. They're The Row. And I love The Row's really nice.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
It's not cheap, but there's some good pieces in there.
Yeah. What was that other one called? I'll have to look up. But anyway, Lorelai's joking they are so skinny that they weigh less than they did on the show because of the show they played a baby. Not totally appropriate. But anyway, Schindler's List is a 1993 film by Steven Spielberg, which is an amazing film. Like, it's so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
When Steven Spielberg first showed John Williams a cut of the movie, Williams was so moved he had to take a walk outside for several minutes to collect himself, which is also how I feel every time I watch the movie. I'm almost crying so much I'm like sick.
Mm-hmm.
Upon his return, he told Spielberg he deserved a better composer. Can you imagine John Williams? Mm-hmm. Who's better than John Williams? Please.
Wow.
My God.
Wow. Okay, so this is me. The bridesmaids are getting ready for the wedding and talking about eligible bachelors at the wedding tonight, specifically Trip, Wallace, and Claude. Alexandra and Megan have both slept with Trip. Rory, small world. Alexandra, I'm with Liam. You can have Trip. Walker, Trip's too short. I'm over the whole Mia Farrow, Woody Allen thing. Mia Farrow and Woody Allen were together for 12 years but never married. Walker is naming them. Walker is naming the two of them because Woody Allen and Mia Farrow are the same height. Woody is 5'5", and Mia is 5'4", so they're not the same height. They're actually, Woody's taller. The so wedding plan-
not the same.
The wedding planner comes into the dressing room to get the girls into their seats. Megan, wait a minute. Am I doing two in a row now?
Yeah.
Sorry. You are. Somebody stop. Somebody okay. Stop me.
You were on a roll.
I was. I just, but like I said,
it just flowed so naturally. We just let you go for it.
Suzanne, go for it.
The wedding planner comes into the dressing room to get the girls into their seats. And Megan says, I look like RuPaul. RuPaul is a media personality and drag queen and host of RuPaul's Drag Race. Megan is saying her hair looks like a drag queen's hair, too. Did you know that RuPaul was named by his mother? Ru came from Ru, R-O-U-X, with the term for the base of gumbo and other Creole stews and soups.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, his parents are both from Louisiana.
Wow.
And RuPaul's Drag Race has won 28 Emmys and has 65 nominations.
I am in part responsible for this, and I'll tell you why. When I was, before Gilmore, I was teaching acting and I was coaching people privately and I had classes and the whole thing. One of my students was RuPaul.
No!
Before RuPaul.
No way!
Yes, and I think RuPaul already had a show on the air. I don't know what it was called at that time. This is like the late 90s. What was RuPaul doing in the late 90s?
I don't know, but he was around acting. He was Bunch movie, remember?
Yeah, but yeah, so, and a pretty darn good actor. I was very impressed and didn't need a lot of advice from me. And we just, you know, worked on the sides that were being auditioned and... Got the job. I mean, yeah.
I like it.
I also love that RuPaul's probably even more relevant now with
totally
Drag Race. It's
uh-huh.
So cool. Like really
RuPaul's awesome.
Yeah.
Every time I go on vacation, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food, but that's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Gigi is using permanent markers on Lorelai's floor. Lorelai tries to take them away from her, and Gigi screams. If that's your Donald Sutherland Invasion of the Body Snatchers impression, it's a good one. Invasion of the Body Snatchers is a 78 American science fiction film, 1978, horror film. It's directed by Philip Kaufman, stars Donald Sutherland, Brooke Adams, Veronica Cartwright, my favorite, Jeff Goldblum, and Leonard Nimoy, also my favorite. Although there's something we have to discuss about Leonard Nimoy. In the film, the ending scene is where Veronica Cartwright walks up to Donald Sutherland and he just screams and points because he is an alien. Did you know Ben Burtt, the sound effects specialist, created The Scream by mixing together a few elements, with the main ingredients being pig squeals, which gives it that shrill, unsettling feel. Mm. Other examples are
that would do it. Yeah.
Burt's creative use of sound include the ultrasound of a baby's heartbeat over the scenes of the pod people growing, good, which is actually taken from the ultrasound of Burt's then pregnant wife. We will get to the Leonard Nimoy thing shortly.
Oh my God.
I'll do the next one.
Yeah.
All right. So Christopher rings Lorelai's doorbell to pick up Gigi, and Christopher says, "Hi, Mary Poppins." Mary Poppins is in the 1964 film starring Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke. And Christopher is calling Lorelai Mary Poppins because she babysat Gigi for the day. Did you know that Walt Disney cast Julie Andrews for the lead after seeing her in Camelot on Broadway? And when she mentioned she was pregnant, he offered to wait until she had the baby to start filming and offered her then husband, Tony Walton, the job for designing costumes. Mm. And I actually have another fun fact about Julie Andrews. Did you know she's the only person who attended both the opening day of Disneyland and Walt Disney World?
Oh, no way. I also know that I saw her shopping in Brentwood.
And Brentwood, yeah. Paint. That was my fun fact.
Okay, here comes the Spock one. Who wants to read it? And then I will tell the story.
Who's up? Suzanne, you up?
Sure. I'll read it. The conversation continues as Chris explains to Lorelai that kids are hard. Christopher says, she's a kid. Kids are hard. Lorelai says, yeah, I know kids. I raised one. Okay. Christopher says, kids are different today. It's a different world. Lorelai says, I'm sorry. Yes, that was Dr. Spock turning over in his grave.
Okay, wait, before you explain, Suzanne deserves some credit because, you know, we have producers that do the pop culture. Suzanne got the rough draft version of this. And all the explanation of Dr. Spock was all about Leonard Nimoy. So I send a note to our producers, bless their hearts. They're a little on the young side. So they were not familiar with Dr. Spock.
Benjamin Spock.
Thankfully, Suzanne caught it. And we have the correct pop culture rather than seven facts about Spock. Who isn't a doctor, by the way, I don't believe.
Right, it's Mr. Spock on
correct.
Star Trek.
Right. This is Doctor.
Right.
Yeah.
So and this also shows our age because I immediately knew Dr. Spock.
Yeah. Right.
My mom had the book for sure.
Oh yeah.
She was flipping through it when you got like a cut to learn like.
Yeah, that book was in every household in America.
Yeah.
It was.
Totally.
Yeah.
So this Spock reference is Dr. Spock, who's a pediatrician whose parenting advice and recommendations revolutionized parental upbringing, and he is considered to be among the most famous and influential Americans of the 20th century. And Lorelai is referring to Dr. Spock because he was the first pediatrician to study the psychoanalysis of children, and the generalization that Chris gave isn't what Dr. Spock taught. And his book, Baby in Childcare, which came out sometime in like mid-50s, I think, is one of the best-selling books of the 20th century.
All right. Doyle explaining to Rory that Paris isn't sleeping anymore. Doyle, no, it's impossible because she doesn't sleep anymore. She makes damn sure I don't either. Last night, she decided it would be fun to watch Saw 2 at 3 in the morning. And then I woke up and asked her if she could turn it down. She berated me for being a film snob. Saw 2 is a horror film from 2005 starring Donnie Wahlberg and Beverly Mitchell. Did you know, to conceal the ending, most of the actors were not given the last 25 pages of the script? Only the principal actors involved in the sequence knew. They pulled that with me, too, before they killed me. Yeah.
That first Saw was so scary. Like, the first Saw just messed me up. I was like hyperventilating in the movie theater. I was so stressed.
What's the best horror film of all time?
Saw one is, if you ask me what is the one that disturbed me and scared me the most, it's up there.
I saw The Exorcist when it first came out. I was 11 or 12.
Yeah, that one. By the time I saw it, I was sort of like, this is dumb. Yeah. You know the one that I thought
dumb?
Was,
no.
I just wasn't into it.
Nothing dumb about
it. I saw it at the wrong age and just was like, nah.
All right.
The one that also messed me up, and I don't know if you'd consider it a horror movie, I Am Legend. Did you ever see that Will Smith movie?
That's not a horror film.
It kind of is, though.
It's a dystopian nightmare.
It's a zombie apocalypse. Yeah. Like, it's so stressful. I was like, oh my God.
It was a stressful movie.
Like, if I was the only person on earth and all I had was a dog and like videos of the Today Show, I'd just be messed up.
Yeah. Listen, guys, if you missed the live show at the iHeart Theater in Burbank, California on the 17th, you can get tickets to watch an edited version of the live show. You can stream it. From January 25th for the next month after that.
And it's so good, guys.
It's just filled with.
As we're recording this, we haven't done it yet, but it's good.
Oh, we know it's going to be great. You know, we're going to blow the roof off that place, even if it doesn't have a roof, or is it open air?
It does have a roof.
Well, then it's going to be gone after we're done.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure the people that I heard are thrilled to hear that. Anyway, all the best, everybody. Keep the cards and letters coming. We will see you next time. Stay safe. Follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com.
All summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Planning to host this summer? Same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.